Okay, so today we're going to talk about, we're going to hope to talk about, we'll see how successful we are, about what is it that's actually covered within our different brachos. I started last week, and I wanted to try to have this series on all of brachos. We'll see how far we get, and we'll see when everyone starts saying, oh, we're not so interested anymore, who really wants to hear about this, it's been too long. But we'll try it for a while, but feel free to tell me it's just not that exciting anymore, and I'll go to a different topic. So, last week we spoke a little bit about the bracha of Shachianu, the bracha of that we make in Nisan or whatever in the Nisan season about making bracha on trees. And then this week we're going to start from really the basics over what's going to be included in our bracha that's a hamotzi and our bracha that's a hagafen. Right? Those are pretty general brachas, and we'll see what's actually covered inside of them. Okay, so if we look on page one, we will see it's really a Gemara in brachas, and this is a Gemara in the sixth paragraph of brachas. Now we are starting in the middle of something, but we'll have to kind of start there. The Gemara says that all the statements we said earlier in the Gemara, which we don't need to know about right now, they upligad the Reb Chiya. They all argue with Reb Chiya because Reb Chiya tells us as follows. The Amar Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya tells us as follows. Pas poteres kol minei maichol, that bread will exempt all other foods. So once we make a bracha on bread, once we make the bracha on mamotzi, that is going to cover all other foods. And we'll get to this later, v'yayin poter kol minei mashkin. As much as bread covers all foods, just like when we have bread, we wouldn't make a bracha on anything else, and we'll see what that includes, but wine will have the same type of power, that when we make a bracha on wine, we won't have to make a bracha on any other drinks. Okay. And now, Amar of Papa, Papa says, Hilchasa, therefore the halacha is, dvar ma'boy machmas hasuda, things that come because of the meal, and they come during the meal, which is going to be a little bit easier nowadays. It seems to be that it used to be the minhag was that they would eat for a while, and then after they would eat, then they would kind of, I don't know, if they would go to like some dessert table or something, but they would definitely leave the table, and they would start a whole nother course again. Not just us that, okay, we clear the table and start again. It was a total leaving of the table. Okay, so, but as long as you were in the middle of the meal, meaning you're still at the table, or you're still between your eating of hamotzi and the benching, so that's all going to be called b'soch hasuda, that's all going to be called in the middle of the meal. So we only really have nowadays in the middle of the meal. Now, all those things, so we had two things. They were because of the meal, and they were from the meal. We'll define some of those topics, those things in a second. So, ein tunin bracha lo lefnei lo lachrein. They will not need a bracha before we eat them, and they will not need a bracha after they eat them. No bracha rishona, no bracha achrona. Everything's automatically covered. So, let's say you're having, let's just use meat as an example. So, even if it's not being necessarily eaten with the bread, but even if you're having chicken or something else, so you wouldn't have to make a shahakal, you wouldn't have to make a bread nefachos. Everything would be covered by your hamotzi. You wouldn't need another bracha. However, if it's not coming because of the meal, and then even though they're besoch hasuda, even though they're in the middle of the meal, still tunin bracha lefnehem, they would need a bracha before you would eat them. The ein tunin bracha achrim, they would not need a bracha after you eat them. The reason for that basically is that the brachos that come before a meal are all derabbanans, right? So they have some power, they don't have full power. Meaning the Torah never prescribed that we're supposed to make a bracha before we eat. The Torah only said that we're supposed to bench after you eat. So therefore, the benching has a stronger power than brachos that you make before you eat. So there could be things while they would need a bracha rishona. Let's just use an example. Let's say grapes. Grapes may need a bracha rishona. So even though I made hamotzi and everything, but when I eat them, they may require a bracha rishona. They may require for me to make a bracha eitz. However, they won't require a bracha achrona. So even though I eat however many grapes, it wouldn't matter, and I would be able to cover everything within my benching that it was already in the middle of that meal. Okay. So now we'll have to define some of these terms. If you look towards the bottom, and I would have gotten this from somewhere else, but Tosu says it easier. So if you look on the bottom, towards the, there are like these underlines, that these are in the middle of a Tosu. So Tosu tells us as follows. He says, Alkein perish ri. So the ri tells us, how do we define these things? Dvar maboyim machmas hasuda b'soch hasuda. What are these things? Where do they come? What are the things that come because of the meal in the middle of the meal? Kilomar, haragil lavo machmas hasuda b'pas. That are what? Sheragilim la'ochom imapas. Things that are regularly eaten with bread. Gigon basar, for example, meat, v'dagum fish, v'chomine kidera, and even things that are cooked in a pot. They are never actually eaten directly with bread, right? It's rare that you're going to eat soup with bread. I mean, you'll put bread in the soup, but you're not going to put soup on your bread. But still, v'evim v'socha bracha, v'socha suda, ein tunim bracha lefneim la'achreim, you will not need a bracha on them. Afilu ocha v'socha suda v'neasom. Meaning, because when you classically learn the Gemara, without Tosus, one would say, and Rashi actually explains the Gemara this way, that the Gemara is only exempting things that are actually put on the bread. But chicken, if let's say I have, you know, like, let's take a classic Shabbos meal. I have my bread, I finish my bread, or even if I don't, it's still on the table, and then I eat a piece of chicken without any bread. So classically, when you read the Gemara, it would come off as, okay, that would still require bracha, because that's not eaten with bread. It's eaten separate from bread. It's true, it's in a bread meal, but it's eaten separate from bread. If you look at Rashi, I don't want to get into it, not to confuse anybody, but Rashi for sure understands the Gemara that way. The Rashi is the only things we're ever going to exempt are things that you actually eat with the bread. Just like we have other things that you have a main thing and a secondary thing, you can exempt that, but not Rashi would never say that. Okay, when we have our Shabbos meal, we have our chicken, we have our any other food that isn't eaten directly with bread, Rashi would actually tell you that you would have to make a shahaka on all those things. Now that's why Tosus is arguing, and he's saying it's not true. Tosus is saying anything that regularly comes in a meal, and not only that, but it's come as sort of the same purpose as the meal. It's there as part of a bread meal, meaning a bread meal is defined as something that is there to come fill you up. So therefore, because it is coming as a bread meal, therefore it would be able to, the bread would exempt it, even though it doesn't actually get eaten with the bread. Okay, now, with that in mind, we'll see that this comes down to halacha. If you look on page number 2, we'll see Shulchan Aruch defines it this way. Shulchan Aruch tells us on page 2, he says that when we have Dvarim Haboyim B'Soch HaSuda, if you have food that comes in the middle of a meal, so here we go. Imeim Dvarim Haboyim Machmas HaSuda, if there's something that comes because of the meal, Dahainu, what are those? Dvarim Shederech Likvoa Sudalim, they're things that are usual to establish a meal over them. Chicken, fish, all these types of things, they are regular for someone to eat a meal over them. Then he used a funny word, which everybody has problems with. The lafis ba masapas. The lafis ba masapas, again, it literally means that you put it on the bread. So everyone, we'll see, everyone has problems with it, but he doesn't really mean that. He just means that things that come in a regular bread meal, things that are there to fill you up, can go on basar, dagim, meat, fish, eggs, vegetables, cheese, oatmeal type of things, salty foods. Afila okum lapas, even though I eat it without bread, even though I eat it by itself, still ain't tuna bracha lefneim. You wouldn't need a bracha before you eat them. The berachas hamotzi potrasim, because hamotzi covers it, you're good to go. And v'lola achreim, I don't need a bracha afterwards. Berachas hamazim potrasim. Now, v'im hein dvarim habayim shelo machmas asuda. However, if they don't come because of the meal, dahainu she'in derech likvoa suda aleim, they are not regular to make a meal out of them. Malafis b'amasapas, going to einim. He goes on, I'm not going to go through all of them, but through dates and figs and things like that. These are all things which they're not normal. You wouldn't eat them for a meal. You would eat them for what we would define as a snack. So because you would eat them as a snack, they don't come for the same purpose as bread. If you look on the bottom left-hand side, there's the Bir Halacha with the title Lalafis Bam as a pass. There's like a little star, and he says, I'm a toast hamid rabbin yon of a harash. Do you want varm chain derek lalafis bam as a pass? Again, he's saying he doesn't actually have to go on the bread, but here's the key. Rak Shaboyan Lamazan Ulu Soveya. What are they coming for? Are they coming there to fill me up? Are they coming to satiate me? If they're coming to do the things to fill me up or to satiate things, to satiate me, those would be things called that they are called machmas asuda. They come because of the meal, and therefore they would be gam came bechal dvarim haboyim machmas asuda. They are called things that come through the meal, and I wouldn't have to make another brach on them. And the v'amachar kitzer b'zeh. But then the flip is going to be the things that are not coming because they're there to satiate me. They're there for whatever reason they're there for. They're there because I want a sweet taste in my mouth. I want to have dessert. I want to have this. I want to have that. Those types of things would not get. Those types of things would require you to make another brach on them. Okay, but now, if you look on the in the Mishabur on the right hand side in Dalad, when he goes kigon to Enon, when he talks about figs, he says figs are obviously not specific. He says v'chein becholdav, for anything in the world, shabarak lekinuach, they're just there as a snack. Lova haspia, they're not there as a meal. Afilo hayu peril lefan b'shas shaber chamotzi. This is a little bit of a controversial line in the Mishmur, but he says it doesn't matter if you know about it. I know full well. I made all the food. I know what dessert is going to be. I know that we're going to have bread. We're going to have chicken, and then of course we're going to have a fruit salad for dessert, or we're going to have apples and oranges for dessert. I have no question about it. But still says the Mishmur, it doesn't matter what you know about. This isn't like classic Hilchos Brachos where okay, well let's try to figure out do I know about it or not. He says even though I know about it, I know exactly what I'm going to eat. Or even more than that, I'm sitting there with my sandwich and I have my apples on the table. I know exactly what I'm going to do. He says, still, with all that in mind, gamkin ena pas potras, and the bread will never cover it because they don't jive together. Because bread is there to fill you up. These things are just there for a dessert, and therefore they have nothing to do with each other. You can't say that they are part of a bread meal, and therefore all these types of things would require us to make their own separate bracha on any of those types of things. And we'll hopefully define a little bit better in a second. But That's for sure. The basic halacha, that all sorts of things that come as just a snack type of food, there are things that we wouldn't call, they don't naturally fill us up. We don't usually eat them to fill us up. We usually eat them as a snack. All those types of things would require us to make our own bracha, even though I'm eating them in the middle of the meal, and even though I know about them full well when I start the meal, it wouldn't matter. I would have to make its own bracha. Okay, if you go up one mishruah to Sivkot and Gimel, just to take a little bit of a sidetrack for a second, but the mishruah there says, and this becomes a common problem that we run into nowadays in the world of health and nutrition. So if you look, the Mishmaru and Sivkat and Gimel Potrasim. So Mishmaru says, what about the following question? Let's say, Vim eino chafetz lechol pas. I don't want to eat bread. Ella ocho ma'at kel pochum. But I know I have all these different foods, and I don't want to make a brach on all these different foods. So I say, I have a plan. I'll eat bread, and by eating bread, I will then cover everything, and then I won't have to make a brach on anything. Either that, or everything's too confusing. I don't know. You give me a hearts of palm salad, I don't know what bracha to make on that. You give me a fruit salad, I don't know what bracha to make on that. You give me all these different things that I don't know how to make a bracha on. So now what do? I say, okay, I'll just eat bread, and I'll cover everything. So in that, he says, kasva achronim, he says, I'm not sure from the Achron, from Magen Avraham, whether or not that works to be able to cover the bracha. You can't say that they're secondary to the bread, because I don't really want it. So if you don't really want the bread, how could you say that the bread is the main part of my meal and everything else is sort of coming to accompany the bread? I don't even care to eat the bread in the first place. And all the more so when you have less than a kazais. So the Mishru is unsure. He says it could be, since the regular way of the world is that they have a meal on bread, then the bracha on bread covers you no matter what, even if I don't want to eat it, and even if I have less than a kazayas. So he leaves it unclear. Mishra doesn't end up giving us an answer on it. If you move ahead to page 3, you'll see that Rav Moshe does talk about it. Rav Moshe and the Tshuva talks about it. And Rav Moshe and the Tshuva is very adamant, and he says, the Gam Yesh laid out, we should know, the Imachal Pachas Mekazayas pass. If you eat less than a Kazayas, Lo Niftru Kol Haminim Sheyochim Brach Rishonu. You haven't covered anything. It's true. You still have to make a Hamotzi on less than a Kazayas. That's all true, but you haven't actually covered yourself, and therefore you would have to make a new Brach on every single thing. Now, I'll tell you where this comes up somewhat commonly, is that if you go to certain restaurants, to almost all restaurants, so what you do is you wash, and by the wash station they have like little pieces of bread, either bagel chips like at Bagel Country or at any of these other places, where they have like a little crouton of bread. There's no way that crouton is a kazayas. So what do people do? First of all, I'm not so sure that you have to wash that in the first place. But that's a separate shiur that I'm not going to get into right now. But even if you say, no, you have to wash that in order to eat it, fine. So now I wash it, now I have it. So now you go back to your table, and you have some food. You have your drinks there, maybe you have some appetizers there, but those things you would have to make your own bracha on, because those things don't, you can't say that, oh, I had a little bit of bread, and therefore on my, on my egg rolls that they had right away, I don't have to make a bracha on. It wouldn't happen that way. You would have to make a bracha on every single thing separately until you had a kazayas of bread. Only once you had a kazayas of bread, then you're covered, and then you can say, okay, I've had a kazayas of bread, then everything's going to be covered. Yeah?
From where do you get the idea that you have to have the kazayas of bread before you eat anything else? Because if I have an intention, I ordered a hamburger and soup, okay? So I go and I wash, I have my little piece of bread, and then I eat the soup first, and then I have my hamburger.
No, you're right, but it's just...
So
it's
I'm
just
going to be eating more than a kazayas during the course of the meal.
That could be.
So why should I have to make a separate shahakal if I know I'm going to be eating more than a kazayas the course of the meal?
No, that could be. The problem is that bracha is not going to cover it. The hamotzi that you're making for later on, you won't be able to say that the soup is going to be tuffel to something until you actually have that hamburger. Until you actually have a kazayas of bread, it's not going to be able to be covered. The real truth is I'm not even sure you'd have to wash on that little piece of bread. That's the real truth. I don't think... I'm pretty convinced, actually, that it's a mistake that all these restaurants put out bread. Because I don't think it really helps you. You get up there, you wash, and what do you wash on? You have to wash on at least the kazayas anyways. So you have a little piece of bread. So then you go more than kedei achilas pras. Once it's more than 4.5 minutes, so the two breads don't combine together. So my original bread that I had...
4.5 minutes from bread to bread?
From bread to bread. You have to have a kazayas of bread within 4.5 minutes. In all cases. It's not just about... It's even for the berachas hamotzi in the first place you have to do it. So otherwise, it's not even going to be covered. I mean, you see, you look 3 more lines later, you'll see. Uladina Nir, Rav Moshe keeps going. He says, Uladina Nir, and he said, this is what I think. Dim ochel kazayas pas v'tei achilas pras. If you have a kazayas pras within kedei achilas pras, within your 4.5 minutes, that's called ikar asuda behechra shezeh osechi berchus amazagami deres. That would actually make me obligated to bench, and then everything could be covered inside of that. But until that happens, then nothing can be covered inside of that. I'm just saying on a side note, nothing to do with this. I'm just saying within washing itself, when you wash and then you end up having a little bit of bread, so you didn't wash on a kazayas either. Again, it could be then, because the Nezilas Tanaim is a little bit, it has funny rules. It could be if you're careful about washing, washing your hands from then on, you could be that can cover it. But if somebody isn't thinking about it, they wash, they make an aleh tzedakah, they have a little bit of a little piece of bread, and then they're doing whatever. Then they spend the next 20 minutes in conversation without paying attention to their hands at all. So then it's very likely you'd have to wash it a second time, which would mean the whole first washing was null and void and for no purpose.
But if you wait till your food came, let's say, and then you go wash, you eat that little piece of bread, then just so that, and I guess you could just wash and come back and eat your hamburger bun.
Right.
But and if you washed on that little piece of bread, can you talk to people as you walk
yeah.
back to eat your hamburger bun?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Which way? You wash on a little piece of bread, and then, well, so you'll have that same problem. You'll have, if you only have that 4.5 minutes, so you're going to be running yourself real close. If you say,
but if you wait till your food's on the table before you go wash and you eat that piece,
it'll be a little bit better. Yeah, it'll be a little bit better. It's still not perfect because you still have to be actively watching your hands as well. You still have to make sure your hands don't do it. That's why restaurants are tough. Weddings are even worse because weddings, you're going from outside of the room. Sorry to go off track. But you're going from outside of the room, you're going inside the room. You're passing 100 people who you haven't seen in whatever in a long time, and you're catching up with them, whatever else. So it's a disaster that everyone's washing outside, everyone's eating a little bit of bread, and then they're going in, they're waiting 7, 10, however long it takes you to get back to your seat, especially if you don't know where your seat was before. And then you finally go have a motzi. It's been who knows how long. But yeah, that's definitely, I'm not such a fan of that.
But even
in general.
On Shabbos, you wash, you eat your bread, your motzi bread, but you don't necessarily eat the whole piece right away. You wait.
So you're right. So no. So even for that. So it's definitely just like see that's it's a very funny thing. On Pesach, everyone makes a big deal out of it. On Pesach, everyone's making a big deal that okay, Seder night, we're gonna have your matzah. Make sure you eat it within your 4.5 minutes, your 5 minutes, your 7 minutes, whatever time you want. But everyone's trying to make a big deal, so everyone's no one's talking. Everyone just takes the matzah and they're firing away. They're eating as much as they can, as fast as they can. That's what everyone does. But it's the same halacha that applies for matzah. Fine, maybe one's a d'oraisa, one's a d'rabbanan, but it's the same halacha for lacha mishnah. It's the same halacha every time you make hamotzi. You're gonna have those same halachas. Otherwise, you're gonna run into all sorts of issues. So we really should do it all the time. Now, it could be the reason why is because kazayis of matzah is X amount. Kazayis of bread is gonna be, it's really not that much. It's let's say half a slice of white bread. So it's not that much. So usually, if you even just have like a regular slice of the challah, you're probably usually pretty good, especially when somebody is just cutting it, at the house. Usually they're thicker pieces anyway. So the truth is not, usually you'll probably automatically have that much. But people should at least be cognizant of the idea that you want to make sure that you're having enough bread to say that I've washed, to say that everything's covered under the bracha. For sure, all that is part of it. Anyways. Sorry, that was me going off track. But yeah, so Ramosha is very clear that he says if you don't have an entire kazayis of bread, then nothing is going to be covered under that hamotzi, and then you have to make each bracha over and over and over again. I mean, until you have to go through each one separately. Okay, now
we're really only trying to just clarify.
That's
we're only talking about bracha rishona. So for
only bracha rishona,
like
correct.
My soup and hamburger thing. In theory, so I say shahak all my soup, then I go wash. Go straight to my table, do not pass go, eat
right.
my hamburger. Only have to sit, I don't need at least the bench, and
Wait.
That's cover the soup and the. I don't need to say bring a fush out before I've washed.
Well, that's not so clear. Hold on, I'll get to that at the end. If
no,
I have time.
Like the
I have that written down. I have that written down.
I have
that written down to get to at the end. But because remember, all this is talking about. All this is talking about in the middle of a meal. If I have this stuff in the middle of a meal, I would never have to bench. If anything, there's nothing I can eat in the middle of a meal that would require me to bench. There's things I can eat in the middle of a meal that can require me a bracha rishona, but there's almost nothing. There's one exception. We're not going to get into that. There's almost nothing that I can eat in the middle of a meal that will require me to bench. However, if you eat before the meal ever starts, it is likely, it is possible, it could be that you would be required to make a bracha rishona, make a bracha achrona, and then go wash and then start over.
So maybe
when
possible
you say
it could be. Thanks for clarifying.
I will. Don't worry. I'll get there. Hold on. Well, because there's a lot of steps that it really depends what food you're having. So that's why I want to do it in somewhat of an order so I can be much clearer. Yes.
When you said if you eat it before the meal even starts, so is the meal defined by
when you eat the bread? Yeah, when you eat
okay.
the bread. Yeah.
So if you ate the soup and then you went and washed, you have that's
well,
exactly
I can't wash before.
Meal.
No, so that
I can't see out Ken's bread basket.
The whole point is whether or not to have to say the halakha.
No, but that for sure. I mean, there's no question. If you have a soup and then you have, let's say you order a soup and a sandwich. So that soup that you're going to get first, there's no question. You're going to have to make a shahakal or a hadama, whatever you're going to make on the soup, and then you're going to have to make a brei nefashos, and then only afterwards you'll be able to wash and go do it. Or you wait until you can just wash, make hamotzi, and then just eat it as part of the meal. But otherwise, if you eat something that's just there, the only time, I'll clarify now, and hopefully I'll get to it later, the only time when you eat something before you wash, before you make hamotzi, the only time you won't have to make an after bracha, after you eat that, is in only a couple of options. Number one, if it's so connected to the meal that I can't have the meal without it, classic example of that is every Friday night we make kiddush before we wash. So, maybe you should have to make an al hagafen after you finish kiddush. Now, everyone's going to laugh at me, but that's not a laughable subject. All the Rishonim are trying to figure out how come you don't make an al hagafen before you have to make a motzi. So they come up with the answer, well, we hold the kiddush makom suda. I can't eat until I have kiddush. So that makes it that this kiddush is directly, inextricably linked to the meal, and therefore you're able to cover it all on benching. Okay, and now even with that, I should tell you, even with that, there's a mishru that says you should have another cup of wine in the middle of the meal to make sure that since the benching is going on the second cup, it will automatically go on the first cup. He's not as convinced it works, but let's just assume for 1 second that the kiddush that you have before a meal would not require you to make an al-gafen because that kiddush is inextricably linked to the meal. That way, you wouldn't have to do it. Now, the other way that it would work is if what I'm doing is I'm covering a bracha. As we're seeing here, there are certain things that are not covered in your hamotzi bracha. So let's say, for example, let's think of an example that everyone could agree on. Let's say you're going to have your ice cream. So ice cream, it's not the best example. Let's take something like apple pie. Apple pie, darn it, bad example. Okay, let's try it. All right, I'll get it, hold on. Let's try something like that. Let's just try it. Let's assume for a second that you're gonna have dessert. I know I'm having dessert. Now, you think to yourself, you say, well, I'm gonna have dessert. The problem is that the dessert is not covered by my hamotzi, right? Let's say you're having classic ice cream. Let's use ice cream. Ice cream is not going to be covered by my hamotzi, no question. Right, it's not, as we just saw, it's not there to fill you up. Nobody will tell you that they eat ice cream for the nutritious value of it. It would be a mistake. Even I know that. So you wouldn't. So you're not going to eat it for the nutritious value. You're just eating it as a snack. Okay, so I'm just eating it as a snack. So now that ice cream would require a bracha in the middle of your meal. So what you can do is you can say, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a shahakal on my soup before I start my meal. That will cover my ice cream that I have at the end of the meal, right? It's all good shahakal. And then, because I used a bracha to cover something in the middle of my meal, then the benching will end up covering the thing you ate before the meal, okay? So that's your second option. Option one is that you have kiddush. So the kiddush is inextricably linked to the meal, and therefore you wouldn't have to make a new bracha achrona. Or if it's what we call a bracha connection, that because I'm making a bracha on something before the meal, that is exempting me from making a bracha during the meal. So again, ice cream is your example. It's something that would require shahakal during the meal. So therefore, the shahakal I make before the meal is going to cover that shahakal. And therefore, once you have that, they are now linked there. It's like, it's called, we look at it as if it's one eating, one major eating. And therefore, since my benching is covering the ice cream, which is being eaten during the meal, it also covers the soup I had before the meal. Right? That's the second option. The third option is if you do something which is clear that it's there to allow you to eat more. Meaning, if let's say somebody, before they start the meal, they say, I'm going to have a shot of whiskey, a shot of bourbon, which is there just to open you up, to allow you to eat better, the classic appetizer, where it's not an appetizer just there to fill you up, but it's an appetizer to allow you to be able to eat more. So then, since it's allowing you to eat more, so it would be the same thing. Then it would be connected to the meal itself. And then again, I wouldn't have to make a bracha achrona on that before I wash. But any other example, so let's say you have soup, let's say you have your french fries before you wash, any other example, you would be required to make a bracha achrona before you kept going. Before you kept going. So you would have to be careful. You'd have to make, you'd eat your, you know, you get a soup and a sandwich. So you get your soup, you sit down, you have your soup, you make a shahakal, make a adam, whatever you make. Then you say, okay, let me go make my brei nefashos. Then only afterwards do I get up, do I wash, do I make hamotzi? So you'd have to make a brei nefashos first. To the extent that even if I've already benched, you would still have to, on a brei nefashos, you would still have to make a brei nefashos. Let's say you forget, right? You have your soup, you have your sandwich, you sit down, You eat, you do your whole thing, then you say, okay, it's time to bench. You get up and you bench. And then someone says, oh, didn't you have a soup? Oh, yeah, I forgot I had a soup. Oh, I already benched. No, the answer would be, you would still have to make a brain of fashos because it still wasn't covered. Now that, that's only because it's a brain of fashos. If, for example, you had, macaroni salad. That's a good example. You have macaroni salad before the meal. Again, I don't know why you would do such a thing, but you have macaroni salad before the meal. So again, it's before I wash. So now I got to make an alamichia. So now, if I have to make an alamichia, so then if I've already benched, I wouldn't have to make an alamichia. But you should, and you definitely should make an alamichia. Even if you've already started your meal, you should make an alamichia and then end up benching afterwards. Yeah, you had a question. Sorry.
I was going to ask what happens the other way around. Maybe I apologize for coming late. It's
okay.
What happens the other way around? I'm having lunch, and I finished, and I want to take my coffee with me. Let's say I didn't wash. Let's say I'm not benching.
Yeah.
I want to make a brain of fashos over my tomatoes and cheese that I had for lunch, and I had coffee with it. And I don't want to forget to make a brain of fashos over my lunch,
okay.
But I still want to take my coffee with me.
So you want to, meaning you want to make a brain of fashos later? How do you want to do it? You want to make a brain of fashos now, or you want to make it later?
That's the situation that I want to explore.
Yeah, I mean, it would be better to just wait it out. Just wait to make the brain of fashos after you finish the coffee. Right? Because brain of fashos is a little bit better that you can say it wherever you want. Alamichia is a little worse. Not worse. It's just that alamichia requires you to be in the spot where you ate to make the alamichia. So, if it was the same example with your brownies, right? You have noodles for lunch, and they say, oh, I'll have some brownies for dessert. So then, even when I would say, okay, now I'm going to go to work, I'm going to go to school, whatever I'm going to do, and I have my brownie with me, you would be required to make an alamichi before you got up. Brain of fush is a little bit easier because since it can be, it's a flexible bracha in that way. That wherever you go, you can keep going, you can make a brain of fush. So then it would definitely be better to just keep going, and then whenever you finish your coffee, you'll end up making your brain of fush on the whole thing.
But I'm never
going
to finish my coffee. I'm going to have coffee all afternoon.
What's that?
I want to feel like my lunch was lunch.
Okay, and then you want to end it.
But I'm going to keep drinking. I'm going to keep another cup of coffee, another cup.
Right, you're not losing anything by making brain of fashos earlier. You could do it. You can make a brain of fashos, and then what I would do is I would make a brain of fashos, and I would leave. I would leave the room and go to my car, go wherever I'm going, and then I would make a new shahakal on my coffee at that point. All right, now that we're all fired up about that. Okay, now if we what?
Nothing. I'm just staring.
Oh, that's
it.
That's it. We put a lot of pressure on everyone. Okay, so now, so again, we have all these things that in general, the general breakdown is, simple enough, whether or not if things classically come for a meal, so then they would come to fill you up, sorry, then those things would not require a bracha krona, and then you would have things that come not to fill you up, they come just as a dessert, those things would require a new bracha rishona, even during your meal. Now on page 4, we'll explore, it's a good rhyme, we'll talk about what happens when when you have drinks. There are people, some people, who they drink with their meal. So when you drink with your meal, everyone will say, of course, you don't have to make a bracha when you drink with your meal. Now, the truth is, Shulchan Aruch brings down two opinions about it. If you look there, in Simon Kuf Ayin Dal Siv Zayin, he will say as follows, Im Ein Lo Yayin, there's no question wine, you would have to make its own bracha because wine is very fancy, and therefore, if you have wine in the middle of a meal, you have to make a new bracha. Right? Again, assuming you didn't have a Brei Pei Gafen before, you just have wine in the middle of the meal, you have to make a bracha. Now, let's say there's somebody who doesn't have wine. So once you don't have wine, so then you really handcuffed us. So now, somebody decides, okay, I'll drink water. Oshar Mashka, you're drinking something else. Orange juice, pop, whatever you're drinking. So, says Mechaber, Ein Levar Chalim, you don't have to make a bracha. The chashivi kibayin machas asuda, because we consider it as if it comes with the meal. Why? The fi she'ein derech la'ochel v'lo shtiyah, because most people don't eat without drinking. The af yain lo hayitzarech bracha l'fana. The truth is, really, wine wouldn't have needed a bracha el b'nei shu'chasha, because it's very important. Therefore, koveya bracha l'atzma. However, avol mayim oshar mashkin, but other liquids lo chashivi. So you can drink with your meal. You wouldn't require another bracha, a shahakal, when you're drinking with your meal. And it comes so far, it's even because then you can say, listen, I just ran around the block, so maybe you would say, and I'm about to sit down and eat lunch, So maybe then the whole reason why he's allowing you to not make a bracha is because, look, the drinking is because I'm eating. Because I'm eating, it's normal to come, eating and drinking come together. Therefore, I wouldn't make a bracha. He says, the truth is, even though I ran around the block and I was thirsty beforehand, still, kibishol rotz lishos oz kishol yazik l'amayim, you don't want to drink beforehand. Nimtza kishtias hamayim b'sibas apasi b'pas pachosa. I meant to copy the next page also. So here he says, there's no question, the bread will cover it. If I would have copied the next page, you would see that the Shulchan Aruch brings a second opinion, says, well, maybe not so fast. Maybe the truth is they're somewhat separate, and therefore he feels that one should be machmer, that one should drink water before the meal to make a brain of fashos, and then drink it again later during the meal. However, even though he says that, but we'll see that that in general nobody really covers that, nobody really holds that way, and I've never seen anyone have that minhag to go out of their way to make a bracha on the water beforehand. So therefore it seems to be that the majority minhag for most people is they just say fine, they have their drink with their food, and when you have your drink with your food, you don't have to make a bracha. Now that's all by water. So water is simple enough. If you move ahead on page 5, you'll see on page 5 the Aruch HaShulchan talks about, So those you would make a shakal before, meaning before you washed or anything.
Yeah.
So those for sure you would make a shakal. Now, and that, because it's going to cover the water in the middle of your meal as well, because you're going to keep drinking water, so then you wouldn't have to make a brain of fashos on that either. Right? Because you're covering water from in the middle of the meal. So now on page 5, the Aruch HaShulchan says, okay, fine. So that all is good for wine, it's good for water. Now, he goes on to say, it's also going to be true for alcoholic beverages, because alcoholic beverages, they are part of the eating process. Even though they're not there to help you eat, they're not going to satiate your thirst or whatever. They're not going to quench your thirst. That's what I'm looking for. But still, it won't matter, because they are there because they are going to help you eat more. They're going to open up the pathways to allow you to eat. That is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Now, where it does come to be a question is what one does about coffee and tea. See, coffee and tea is a funny thing, because there's two ways to drink coffee and tea. There are people who drink coffee and tea with their meal. It is drunk just like water, just like anything else in the world. So those things, I think everybody would agree, you wouldn't make a brach on that coffee and tea. It's the same thing as water. It happens to be hot, but it's the exact same thing as water. The question becomes, fine, but what happens about after meal? I'm done with my meal. We finished, so we're having dessert with coffee. So there, the coffee is not there to help the food. It's not doing anything. So those are very likely, as Mishmaru quotes from the Chayyadim, if you have coffee when you're done with your meal, it's no different than any other dessert in the world. And therefore, the Mishmaru feels, he's very unclear about it, but he feels that one would not lose if they would make a bracha on coffee at the end of the meal. And there's no question, if somebody knows, if somebody feels this, that the only reason I'm drinking coffee is because I know I'm going to do this, I know I'm going to do that, therefore I want to stay awake, or therefore I want to be able to clear my throat, whatever I'm doing, I know for sure, there's no question, I'm not eating it because it comes with my meal, it just happens to be, I'm sitting here and somebody offered me coffee, so I'm going to do it. So Mishru feels that you should make a bracha on that type of coffee. And only when I'm drinking it with my meal, then it serves as the same thing as water or wine or anything else, and therefore I wouldn't make a bracha. But if I'm drinking after my meal when everything's already cleared away and I'm just sitting there enjoying a cup of coffee, so there Mishmaru feels that one should make a bracha on that type of coffee. Okay, so now we get to one last dessert. There's one dessert which becomes very, very controversial is the wrong word, but it becomes very problematic. Most desserts you make a bracha on, apples, oranges, fruits, all those things. They're not, again, as we said, they're not there to fill me up. So because they're not there to fill me up, they're not satiating, they're not nutritious in that way of filling me up. Therefore, everyone would say you would have to make a bracha on ice cream and all those different things. Now here, on page 6, we begin to talk about, well, what happens when you have cake and cookies and things like that? Cake and cookies, they sort of kind of have two separate rules to them. On the one hand, they're there, they're delicious. They're there only as a dessert type food. But there are others that sometimes you're going to eat it and it's going to be somewhat satiating. I mean, they definitely have a lot of all sorts of filling up type of things to them as opposed to candy. And therefore, it could be that one would not make a bracha on them because they also have another aspect to them, which means that if I would have a piece of cake, it would fill me up. Now, the real truth is there's another reason why you're never going to make a bracha on coffee, on cake and things like that. The reason for that is that we have a concept called pasva bekistin. Now, pasva bekistin is when you have bread which is not served as bread. So cake, in reality, is bread, right? It's flour, it's water, it's mixed together, and therefore it's really halachically called bread. However, because it's bread that people don't usually eat as bread, therefore we say it's what we call passive abekistin, and therefore it only requires a mizonos. Now, that's why, for if the halakha would be, if somebody would eat a lot of cake, it could be that they would have to make hamotzi and have to bench, because it's not bread. But if you turn it into bread, so then it could be you would have to make hamotzi. However, it's somewhat in between now, but we don't know what is the definition of passive abekistin. Now, pass is in bread. Haba that comes bekistin as a packet. Who doesn't like some pizza packets or whatever? So because they come as a packet, so therefore, but that is an undefined term. I said it the way you would naturally translate it, but that is an undefined term because there's three different ways on how something could become what we would call pas haba bekistin, this type of thing. Either it's something that within the dough itself, it's a sweeter dough. So you put sugar in the dough, you put other things in the dough. So those types of things, it would make it, again, this pas haba bekistin, and therefore, that's one opinion which would say, oh, if that, once you put the sugar in the dough, it is now not a mizonos. That's where you find the famous disagreement between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim. The Ashkenazim, we're willing to put all sorts of things in our bread, and we say, yeah, that we don't mean that, we don't mean eggs, we don't mean this, we don't mean that. That stuff is all natural to bread, and therefore, we would still make hamotzi in it. The Sfaradim, the second you put anything in the bread, we're done. We're not making hamotzi over here. We're going to call this a mizonos because you have now put something sweet into the bread, and they're out. They won't do it. So again, we're a little more lenient than they are. They would be much more strict about it. But there's definitely an idea of depending how much sweet things you put in, whether or not you would require whether or not it would be bread or it'll only be a mizonos. That's one way. The other way is if you have a dough, a regular dough, a classic dough. It's flour and water, and that's it. But then you put inside that dough, you fill it with something. You put, you know, cherry pie filling, you put something like that, where the dough itself is the same. It's just inside the dough, you put a filling. That would be the other way of how something could become a passive bekistin, would only require mizonos. The third way would be if you would have bread, real bread. It just would be so hard and dry that, again, you wouldn't eat a lot of it at one time. It would be something hard and something dry. Then, again, it would only be a mizonos. It wouldn't require hamotzi. However, we don't know which one of those three are right. So we, in common practice, we're strict, and we say all those things are mizonos. So if you give me a cake that that has filling, or even if you don't give me anything with filling, but there's in the dough itself, there's sugar and honey and things that are sweet, or if you give me real bread, it's actually the same thing, flour, water, that's it, but it's dried out, on all those things I would make a mizonos. Okay, fine. Yeah. So sliced pizza is a little different. It's a little different because it's not inside of the dough. It makes life a little worse when they don't really change the dough. The dough itself is actually regular bread dough. It's just then what they do is they put things on top of the dough. So that's what makes pizza an unclearity within everybody. Two slices, one slice, three slices, whatever everyone says. But it becomes unclear because of that. As opposed to if, let's say, you would take dough and then you would fill up something in the dough, so it would be a different type of story then. Then it's very likely, then it would be a mizonos. That's why a calzone or those pizza packets, those are a little bit better. Those would more likely than not require a mizonos. Okay, so again, all those things are unclear whether or not they are bread or whether they're hamotzi, because each opinion doesn't hold to the other two. So if I'm of the opinion, let's assume I would be a Rishon. So let's say I was Rabbeinu Chananel. So Rabbeinu Chananel would tell you, okay, the only thing that is not called bread is if you have this hard, dry thing that's not called bread. But cake is bread. Or a pizza pocket is bread because it's not hard and it's not dry, therefore it's bread. If you would be a different sheet, you'd be sheet this on Rambam, for example, so you would say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. The only thing that is not bread is something where inside of the dough is something sweet, but if you fill something up, if you put cherry pie filling inside of dough, or if you make hard, dry bread, it's still bread. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Is a duck something sweet, meaning to say like,
yeah, it's specific to sweet. It's a machlokas when you put something unsweetened there. You put fish, or if you put some potatoes like that, that becomes a major machlokas later on. And it's a machlokas, Magen Avram, Taz, and Ramah, over what you're supposed to do with that. But hold on. Okay, so now we're unsure what to do. So again, we just say, okay, it's all mizonos because we don't know how to paskin. However, that's all fine and dandy. But now, what are you going to do? You're in the middle of your meal. You made hamotzi, and now you're served this cake. So before, the reason why we're making mizonos is because we're unsure, and therefore we hold the, whatever you want to call it, the more lenient opinion, is just to assume that everything is a mizonos. But here, which way is more lenient? Here, it's actually more lenient to say, well, it's probably bread, and because it's probably bread, therefore it was covered by the bread that I ate in the beginning of my meal. But if it would be a real mizonos, if I would be sure that this would be a mizonos, I'd have to make another mizonos, no different than when I would have Twizzlers and I would have to make shahakal, because again, it wouldn't be coming to satiate me, and therefore in the middle of a meal, I would have to make another bracha. So, because we're unsure, and because we have to say, well, the assumption is that maybe all these things are bread, so because maybe all these things are bread, that's why the practice has become that nobody makes a mizonos on desserts when they're served. But for other things that are not mizonos type foods, again, shahakal, adama, ha'etz, any of these things which are not mizonos type foods, therefore those would all be required to make another bracha in the middle of your meal, you serve them for dessert. And like the Mishnah Berurah said, even though I know they're coming, if it's not a mizonos, I know it's coming. Even so, one would still be required to make a brach on them. Okay, well, I didn't realize how late it got. Okay, now if we keep going, we will we're going to skip a little bit around because I didn't realize how late it got. But if we continue on, and we will see on page 9. So on page 9, we find that the same rule, just like we have a rule by bread, and anything that comes in a bread meal, you're covered in your bread. So on page 9, we say also yayin, and over there on the left hand side, yayin poter kol minei mashkin. Now wine covers all liquids. Afilu mibrach rishona. So again, if I make kiddush and I drink grape juice or wine, and then I have a cup of Coke, I have a cup of water, I have a cup of anything, it has all been covered, and I would not require another bracha. Now it happens to be in our day and age, we probably most likely drink wine when we're also having bread. But if somebody's drinking wine and they're not eating any bread, and they have they have something else with them, they have some other drink, they will not be required to make another bracha. They would be 100% covered, and they wouldn't have to keep going and say, well, what did I have? What didn't I have? All your shahakos, all your brachas and shahakos, all your drinks would be covered, just like when you have chicken with your bread, you wouldn't be required to make that chicken. Now, I should say that there is a disagreement about how much wine you have to have. Mishnah himself says that you have to have at least a mali lugma. You'd have to drink whatever you want to call it, 2.5 ounces of wine before you would be able to cover that. But our Chashulchan argues, our Chashulchan says, no, any amount of wine covers. Rav Adjan Teshuva goes crazy against it. Mishmarun says, he doesn't know where he got it from. He says, any amount of wine would cover you, and therefore, once you have that wine, you would not be required to make another bracha. So you say to me, okay, well, how often does that really come up? Because again, anytime you have wine, you're almost always having bread, and as we said, your stuff is always covered. Well, I'll tell you the following thing. If you go ahead for a second to page 11, you will see that there is a big discussion over how do you define a drink. A drink is not always how we define a drink, because what is really the difference between a drink and a food? How do we define? If we were to say, okay, give me one sentence that can tell me the difference between a drink and a food. So everyone will come up with their sentence, okay, water is a drink, wine is a drink. What if I asked you yogurt? Is yogurt a drink or is it a food? So everyone, my initial reaction at least, I shouldn't speak for anybody else, but what do you mean? Of course it's a food. But the truth is, if you define a food as something that you chew and you have to eat that way, well then yogurt is not a food anymore. Yogurt is really just a congealed drink. Ice cream, again, most people would tell you it's a food, but halacha may not look at this stuff as food. Not only may it not, but Rav Moshe in a couple places says that anything that is you don't have to chew, even though you eat it with a spoon, if it's something that is not normal to chew, then it is not defined as food and is only defined as a liquid. If you look on page 11 and page 12, I'm just running out of time, that's why I'm going a little faster, but if you look on page 11 and page 12, you'll see that it's not just Rav Moshe's opinion. You see, Rabbi Yashav holds the very same way. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky holds the same way. They all hold that the definition of halacha between food and drink is, do I chew it, and therefore that's the only way to eat it, or do I not chew it? I just put it in my mouth, and it can go right down without me chewing it. So ice cream, yogurt, leaven, any of these things that you can imagine, they're all halachically called a drink, which means if I have a cup of wine, right, this will come up as Shavuos is around the corner. People like to have the ice cream kiddush. So I have my ice cream kiddush. So what do? I have a little bit of wine. Once I've had my wine, I've now made my hagaf and I've had a wine. Then I take a bowl of ice cream. Well, guess what? That ice cream would not require a bracha because the ice cream is covered by the wine. Where this also comes up is, as we just said, if I would just have a regular meal, right? If I have a regular meal of I have a hamotzi, so the bracha of hamotzi will not cover the ice cream because ice cream is not a natural food that has come, it doesn't come to satiate, it's not nutritious. And there, well, again, it's not satiate, it doesn't satiate, and therefore it will not be covered in your hamotzi. So you're having a regular Shabbos meal, you're having bread, and then you are having ice cream. Obviously, there's some steps in between, but you get to your ice cream, you would have to make another bracha on the ice cream. However, if you drink wine, you have to drink the wine, but you hear kiddush and you drink the wine wouldn't cover the ice cream because it was looked at as a liquid, it was looked at as a drink, and therefore you wouldn't have to make a bracha on the ice cream when you ended up getting it later on. That would be what would happen.
So if you just just hear somebody make kiddush, but yep. you don't drink it, then that doesn't count.
Well, let's not go so fast. You're right, but not for sure. That's very unclear. So that if somebody is in that situation, they would have to do something. They would either have to drink the wine, or they would have to make sure they do something, go out of their way to go cover themselves on their ice cream. If let's say you just hear kiddush,
if you hear the rabbi make kiddush at shul on Shavuot, and then you come out to have the ice cream, if you just decide, well, I didn't drink that, only he drank that grape juice, so. Can you make a bracha, or is that a bracha levatala?
That's the problem, right? The problem is that you're stuck both ways. You can't not make a bracha because maybe you weren't covered. You can't yes make a bracha because maybe you were covered. So you get stuck in this problem. So either you have
to throw candy or something else.
Correct.
For the
right.
ice cream. So if there's like whipped cream, so say the shahapol then on the whipped cream, then you have to say anyway, then you're covered.
Whipped whatever. Cream may be the same problem. Whipped cream will get you the same. Yeah, no, but for sure you can have these.
If you make kiddush and you just come into kiddush and you want to have Sprite on a regular Shabbos,
you'll have the same problem. You'll have the exact same problem. Yeah. Yeah, you could carry like 15 sugar cubes with you in your pocket. Just pop in a sugar cube and you're ready to go. Yeah, it's like, oh, hold on, let me just get my sugar cube and then I'll go. Yeah, no, you bring these candies. I mean, or you go out of your way to make sure right after he makes the bracha, you beeline to the, you'll have to beat all the men to the alcohol table, and you make sure that you get a
within 4.5 minutes.
You know, you have a little walker, but yeah, you'd have to. That's what I'm saying. You have to make a beeline to there. You got to beat them all. You got to say, don't worry, I'm not drinking your bourbon. You don't have to worry about it. You can drink your own bourbon. I'm just coming to have a little bit of grape juice, a little bit of wine. Then you have drunk wine, and once you've drunk wine or grape juice, whatever else, then everything else is going to be covered. Yeah.
That covers during the meal, but it still doesn't cover the case we talked about before with the coffee at the end.
It would. It would keep covered. It would cover all the way until you make an allegafen. Yeah, it would cover you the whole way through. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, it would be the same thing. That even though the coffee, we said, was a discussion between chayotim and, all right, but if you would have wine at the beginning of your meal, your wine would cover your coffee, it would cover your tea, it would cover all these different things, no matter what. It would cover your ice cream because that's considered a liquid. All these things would be covered, and you wouldn't have to go back and you wouldn't have to make another shakal. Everything would be covered. And for sure, you wouldn't make a brain of fashos, but all these things would be covered.
But if you're making a beeline to the alcohol table, are you allowed to talk to people as you go there?
Well, yes, but...
You can talk after you
But you'd have to, yeah.
You have to have in mind, I'm making my beeline.
Right, and then you just got to go.
Can't you have it in mind when you're washing or you're eating your little piece of bread that you're having in mind you're going to eat more of your sandwich later?
It's not, they don't combine together. The food, the eating's only combine. I don't know if that's a word, but the act of eating can only combine within 4.5 minutes of each other. Well, I can do the same thing with my matzah. Well, what am I going in such a hurry for? I'll eat a little bit now. But don't worry, I'll have in mind that when I get to that, I'll just put it together. Because halacha says eating between 5 minutes in between is not called, if you have more than 5 minutes or 10, whatever number you want to use, 5 minutes is probably a little bit on the strict side. 7.5 minutes would be a better name. So after 7.5 minutes, eating one and eating two don't come together.
So if you're a slow eater,
you got to hustle. Yeah, no slow eating when it comes to eating your bread or eating your matzah, eating your mar, all those different things. It's all going to be that same amount of time. You got to move quick. Yeah. All right. We'll have to stop here. I'm sorry. We got a little bit sidetracked. Okay, we'll pick up.